Yeah.
Do you ever hear any old fashioned names for porch?
Gallery.
Uh-huh. Was that any special kind of porch or just?
No. We used to call that front there, that on that house I was born in, we called it gallery.
Uh-huh.
We'd go out on the gallery. I don't know why. I wonder what gallery means. Do you know?
Sure. To get from the porch to the ground, you have
steps.
And in a two-story house, to get from one floor to the other, you call that
stairs.
And talking about a fireplace, on a fireplace, the smoke goes up through the
chimney.
Would you call it the same thing if it was something like that at a factory?
Well, they call them smoke sacks in the factory, don't they, or in some places.
And this part right here, this open part.
Hearth. The heart. The hearth.
Uh-huh.
The hearth.
And who would say heart? Do you ever?
What?
You started to say heart, too?
Well, I was trying to think. It seemed like there used to be another. I was trying to say hearth. That doesn't sound right. I guess that's it, though.
And those things there that you set the wood on?
Well, those, I've heard them called dog irons, and I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a screen.
What about this here?
The mantle.
Uh-huh. Any other name for that?
No, I don't believe I've ever heard of that. Do you know another name for it?
Well, like fireboard or mantelpiece or?
It's just a mantle, I think, and it's made of boards.
Uh-huh. And if you were going to start a fire, what kind of wood would you be using to start it with?
Well, you know, when we lived on in these places I've been telling you about, we had fireplaces, and somebody said, "Oh, if that was my place, I'd burn wood in there." And you can burn gas in there, but we have these logs in there, you know, which burn. But I said I wouldn't fool with making a fire in a fireplace for anything in the world. When we lived at home, a lot of times we'd have soggy wood,
mm-hmm.
you know, soaked wood, water soaked wood, and if we had pine knots, pine wood, you know, that where the knot in a pine would be rich, and if you could get that, it wasn't very hard to start a fire, and you could have a good fire. But I have been where we didn't have pine knots. After we moved to Hallville and my daddy died, we had a hard time getting wood.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I just wouldn't fool with a fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just take it clean like the gas.
What did you call those pine knots? Any special name?
Just pine knots. They were the knot of the pine
mm-hmm.
tree.
Do you ever hear them called kindling or lighted? Or?
Yeah, kindling. That's what the word they'd say. And you wouldn't really have to have pine knots to have kindling.
Mm-hmm.
You could shave up the wood, you know, planks and things like that, and make kindling. Well, the witch is it means something that will burn easily or quickly, and set the logs afire, the
mm-hmm.
big wood afire. Because you wouldn't have much heat because kindling would soon burn out. But you had to have kindling to start the log fire.
Say you could take a big piece of wood and set that toward the back of the fireplace.
A back log.
Uh-huh. You remember those?
Yeah.
And the black stuff that forms in the chimney.
Smoke.
Or that's left in there.
Ashes from the wood. You have ashes from the wood in the fireplace. And then in the smoke would make soot in the chimney.